As long as domestic abuse and neglect exist, there needs to be a place to house children safely. The foster care system is how we handle things at the moment. It is not a perfect system. There seems to be universal agreement on that. But how to make changes to make the foster care system better for kids is a little trickier to answer. A state representative from Grants Pass is joining with the Jackson County Foster Parent Association to host a town hall meeting to take input on the foster care system and how it might be tweaked. That is Representative Dwayne Stark from District 4 in Grants Pass, a Republican in his first term. Representative Stark, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Now, I notice you've been a foster parent yourself. How long? How many kids?
Yeah, so we've had, you know, I think 5 foster kids total. One we had the opportunity to adopt, and or that we haven't. So, and then we also understand the system in another route, in that my wife actually used to work for the department as a caseworker. So we are, we know it quite well.
So you get to see it from inside and out, above and below. What are the major issues you see?
You know, really, one of the biggest issues right now is just the lack and shortage of foster homes. You know, we have, dependent on whose numbers you look at, anywhere between 8,000 and 10,000 foster children every year in Oregon. And we hover around the 4,000 mark for number of homes. And so there's always a need for homes. And so one of the things that we see is that foster parents will come in, they'll do a great job, and they'll say they had a great experience with the children, but for one reason or another, they end up going back out. And we want to hear from foster parents specifically, how can we help you thrive and help children thrive in your household? And so that's, you know, that's kind of what the whole town hall is about. Not just what are your moans and groans, but how can we actually implement policies and systems and to make it better for everyone?
There seems to be periodic rethinking of foster care and how it's carried out. I mean, even the agency name has changed twice since the mid-80s. Is the system given a chance to settle into something like a routine before the next wave of ideas for change come along?
Well, it is, because it moves like the Titanic.
Uh-huh.
So having, you know, having systematic agency change takes a while. And one of the things that has aggravated me is seeing when the legislature might pass an idea and then may not have as much input as they desire on the implementation of that law. For example, a few years back, there was a change that said, look, families are hugely important and should be, you know, front line of who you consider when a child goes up for adoption. And nobody's really going to argue with that. And so they passed a law saying, to the extent it's in the best interest of the child, that families should be considered first if a child's up for adoption. Now, then when implementing that policy, the department left out the whole best interest part. And they were implementing it to the point where you might have a child who comes into a home at age 1 and has been with foster parents for 2 years, and the system or the DHS finds Uncle Billy Bob in Florida who's never met this child, and yet he suddenly gets preference and they won't consider the foster parent as an adoptive parent. And so some of the extremes of how policy is implemented, sometimes we don't always expect that when we pass laws. And so we were able to respond to that and kind of make a fix to that. So now if a child has been in a home for over a year, then the foster parents can be considered on equal footing. So it's not preferential, but they can be considered on equal footing. And just so it really gives those making the decisions the best tools possible to make the best decisions for what's in the best interest of the children.
Representative Dwayne Stark of Grants Pass is in the Oregon legislature from District 4. He's a Republican. He is hosting a meeting with the Jackson County Foster Parent Association on November 10th, Tuesday night next, 6 o'clock at Central Point City Hall in the council chambers to talk about how to make foster care a place of healing for kids in Oregon. You can join us now on the Jefferson Exchange at 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. The recruitment part, and I come to this from a person with some knowledge from inside myself. We spent 9 years as foster parents in our home. It seems like it's a real trick. I mean, they're always trying to get more people to come into the system, always looking for emergency placements. And so what seems to be the biggest obstacle to most families to take on another child?
Well, I think a lot of families are just afraid, afraid that they won't know how to handle it or they won't be able to meet the expectations. And so for me, I tend to tell people, because I've had people, this always surprises me, I've had people say, well, man, why would you do that? And I look at them and I say, look, if you care about children and have an empty bed in your house, why wouldn't you? You know, but it's not that simple, because these are children who have been wounded in one way or another. And so one of the huge things is making sure that we adequately train foster parents so that they can know how to handle both for their own emotional stress of the situation and know how to handle the children and their own disciplinary needs, schooling needs, because it is different when it's not your own biological child.
So the training is an interesting point to bring up because it took us about a weekend to do that. So it was not a great deal of training, and we certainly didn't get anything like like therapeutic training. I mean, we're not professional counselors or anything like that. And so when you talk about trying to make every foster home a place of healing, it seems like something like that might be a good inclusion. But then you got expenses and all that sort of stuff that go with it.
Right. Well, so one of the things we did this last session is Senate Bill 632, which didn't pass, but the concepts were implemented into the DHS budget, proposed extensive training for foster parents that are going to be taking in children who have either bounced from home to home or are considered kind of a higher risk, not just medical need, but higher risk for whatever reason. And because there are some treatment foster care programs throughout the state that are doing fantastic work, and we think that you can take some of those basic trainings that those parents receive and implement that and tie it into our normal trainings and have much better outcomes. And so that's one of the things we're moving toward doing. So we have two pilot programs that will be starting up real soon, and we'll be able to watch and see, does it actually make a difference? And we believe it will, and if so, we'll try to figure out a way to implement it statewide.
Representative Stark, there is a system under which you can be identified as a foster parent for a particular child. Isn't that right? You certify for just this one kid or one set of kids?
Right, and that's usually if you're related to them or you know them somehow. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you're the aunt of the child and there's an emergency and they say, you know what, we're going to go ahead and place this child with you already because we know your family, and now come get the training for this child specifically.
Well, the reason I ask is because it seems like this is potentially a window of opportunity. You know, when you think about the families that you hung around when you were a kid, I mean, if something had happened at your home, you know, the folks two doors down might have been the best people to take care of you for a limited amount of time.
Right, and I'm hoping that we have a greater community involvement and support to be able to do that. One of the children who came into my house two years ago, we knew the child was going into the system. He had been dropped at a friend's house. They said they would watch him while this man went to a different country, and he didn't come back for years. And suddenly he was coming back and made a lot of bad choices. So they put him into the system. So we knew this boy was entering the system. We said, hey, look, we know this boy. He knows our children. We have an open bed. We're ready. And they were able to place him with us. And it worked so much better that way. And so we're looking for innovative ideas of how can we help the system work good and really just the whole goal is the best outcome for children.
Are the kinds of changes you talk about, would they necessarily be affected within the foster care system itself, though? And the reason I ask this is because it seems like the position of judges in courts seems to change from time to time, too, where the initial goal is reunification with parents, or then at a different time it might be no to make sure that you terminate parental rights. I mean, that seems to oscillate as well in society.
Right, and that's an ongoing balance beam. And that's where, to me, I think if we're going to make a systematic change that is long-lasting, then this has to be a bipartisan thing. You know, when you have the changeover of power and parties and so forth, then you can legislate from every 2 years at a time, which is really hard on agencies and hard to actually get things done. That's the beauty of this sort of situation is this is not a partisan. I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, independent, non-affiliated, non-registered. We all care about kids. And so my big ally on this, and he's going to be at our town hall, and he really kind of initiated this, is Democrat Senator Chip Shields. And so, you know, we have Republicans and Democrats coming together to champion this so that the changes we make survive long past who's in power and long past, you know, what people are in office. So hopefully we really can make that systematic.
So this foster care town hall forum is, again, next Tuesday night, November 10th at 6 until 7:30 at the Central Point City Hall in the council chambers. So, Representative Stark, who are the people you'd like to have show up? I mean, people might think this is a foster care, foster parent recruitment meeting, but it is not that.
No, it's not that. If you want to get a good look at all the challenges, come on out. But anybody at all interested in the foster care system, with experience with it. But my hope is that people come not just so they can put their gripes on the table, but come with ideas on how we can make systematic change, both within a community, whether it's a nonprofits and community members stepping up to make a change, and we can try to implement that, or legislatively on the statewide, if we can make policy changes. We're looking for solutions, and we know there's a lot of people out there with a lot of good ideas, so we want to hear those.
All right, so not necessarily changes passed by the legislature, but changes that could happen within the system or in places outside the system as well.
Yep, all of the above.
All right, and so do you and the Jackson County Foster Parent Association share similar end goals here, or is it just you're partnering up because it's a logical partnership?
To my understanding, the end goals are the same, and that's coming up with the best outcome for children, helping families so that children never enter care, and getting children the best care possible, getting the best foster families possible, and really having the best outcome possible.
Okay, I'm glad you brought that up. We can take it up another time. The idea of trying to keep families from breaking up in such a way that requires foster care in the first place, an important component for a future program. Representative Dwayne Stark is a Republican from District 4. He's from Grants Pass. Thanks so much for joining us today on the Jefferson Exchange.
Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Again, that meeting is November 10th at 6 at Central Point City Hall. It is sponsored by Representative Dwayne Stark and the Jackson County Foster Parent Association.